Blog Talk Radio.
Fans, it's VW back for another edition of Inside the War Room. It's a Monday edition, our 21st edition. It is 11:01 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for joining me tonight on Blog Talk Radio, live here on this late evening. Tonight we will be joined by special guest Bishop Neil of St. Francis. He's a Red Flash. That's the mascot of the school. He plays safety. He's always known for taking down the ball carrier, making plays in the backfield at the line of scrimmage. What you see on film is a guy that has passion, plays with a nonstop motor, a love for the game. And, you know, Bishop is a guy that an NFL team would love to have just for his intensity and passion that he puts in every game, and he leaves everything on the field. He's also great in the locker room, a great leader, and a guy that people look up to in the locker room. He brings out the best in his teammates. Just a little bit about him. He's 5'11", 210. He's a preseason NEC team all-player and an FCS preseason second team All-American. So he's getting All-American recognition. Really great guy. If you want to follow his NFL journey going forward, it is _BlackSuperman_. He's getting ready for the grind, and he's working out, really trying to make an impact on the team. But like I said, a guy you really see on film that has a knack for making plays behind the backfield. He played some linebacker, and we'll talk to him about his experience with Chris Farade, one of the coaches that's really well known. He had 198 tackles, 25 and a half tackles for a loss, 2 forced fumbles, and 5 sacks, throwing a few picks, and, you know, he's a well-rounded player. He also is in 32 games. So just a great young man with a whole bunch of potential, Bishop Neil of St. Francis, PA. We will have him on here shortly. So with our 21st episode, if you missed any of the previous episodes in their entirety, NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. And, you know, a lot of great interviews I've done in the past. Check out Aaron Wilmer, Rashid Bailey, Steven Nelson, who had a great combine, and so many others. We'll have Chris Bonner in a few weeks, Colorado State Pueblo quarterback, and just a whole bunch of other interviews. So without further ado, I'd love to bring our special guest on for tonight, Mr. Bishop Neil. Bishop, are you
here? How you doing? Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I've had a pretty long day at work, and I've been fighting this sinus infection, but I'm doing pretty well for the most part. I've been looking forward to our interview all day.
I've been looking forward also.
So I told our listeners a little bit about you, that you play safety, and that you're quite active, you have a nonstop motor, you play bigger than your size, and we'll get more into that with the shadow comparison segment. But, you know, I told our listeners your size, your weight, a few accolades, and your Twitter tag just to follow your NFL journey going forward if you get selected or if you get picked up as a free agent. You know, let everyone know, give you some love and encouragement. But I'm going to jump straight into it and jump straight into the show. We've got about 22 minutes that we can talk about various things. So I'm going to go ahead and start.
Okay, sounds good.
What kind of high school, or coming out of high school, going into college, what kind of teams were looking at you, and how did your high school coaches prepare you for the next level of play?
Coming out of high school, I was a bit undersized. I was about maybe like 180 coming out of high school, 180 linebacker at that. and I wasn't highly recruited because of my size, obviously. But St. Francis, Coach Valerio, he seen something in me, and he just gave me a chance. So I respected his decision to offer me, and I just took it and ran with it.
Now, you know, coming out of high school, I'm sure, as you said, you're a little bit smaller. And what was your relationship like with the head coach, Chris, which I know Chris is very well known in the college ranks. He's been around since 07 over there, and he had a big key role in the NFL. Chris
Valerio, yeah.
Valerio, how did at you and really further your game along and going into your last season, how's he shaped you to make you the all-around player you are?
I think he shaped me to be the player I am today because he actually believed in me. Like, I guess he seen something in me, seeing I had the fire that the football player should have, and he just always rode me and pushed me to be better. So I respect him for that.
Now, coming out of high school, you were undersized. How did the weight program at St. Francis really make you? You know, I gave you 5'11", 210. I presumably that you've been grinding really hard to get ready for the grind for any opportunity that comes up. So, you know, I'm guessing you've bulked up some. How have they bulked you up from, you know, your high school size to now you're in a pretty good safety size?
St. Francis' weight program is pretty good. We have a really good strength coach, Coach Weber. He stays on us all the time about lifting, coming down, and making sure we do every rep, every set, just pushing us. So it's a really good weight program.
And, you know, I think it's so important to have a really good weight program, especially guys that, you know, really need that strength boost. And, you know, I think it really shows on tape how much aggressiveness that you really show. And I think it's something that it really shows with conditioning, too. You started 32 games in your time at St. Francis, and, you know, you're definitely stronger than you look on film. You know, 198 tackles and, you know, 25 tackles for a loss. Tell me about your transition from linebacker to safety, and I know you've expressed to go to safety. What was the transition like? Because actually, a few draft websites have you listed at linebacker. You've expressed to me of going to safety, and actually, I've graded you as a safety. Tell me about that kind of transition and what the, I guess, thought process.
The transition, it finally came this year. I've been waiting for it, like, since my freshman year. I have no idea why I've been playing linebacker my whole life. I'm, like, 180 pounds, but I don't know. I finally got the chance this year, and I was under a really good coach with Michael Craig. He was our new defensive coordinator. He seen something in me and wanted to put me at safety, wanted to get me away from the line of scrimmage more just so I could, like, roam pretty much. And I think it worked out pretty well. It was a huge mental change, like, from linebacker to safety, because the first couple of games when I was at safety, I was sometimes I was way too aggressive. Like, I had the linebacker instinct, and I just see the ball, I go get it. But, like, sometimes they hit me with a play action, and that was just me being a linebacker, not even, like, thinking about the pass. But after the throughout the season, I picked up on it and got better at that.
If the opportunity came in NFL or CFL or whatever opportunity came along for you to play at the professional level, let's say a position coach came at you and said, you know, we really liked what we saw on film with you on linebacker. Would you mind moving back? What would be your thoughts moving back to linebacker where you were home at for a few seasons?
I just want to be on the field. It doesn't matter what position I'm at. I just want to be on the field just to make plays for my team. It doesn't matter where I'm out on the field because we all have the same goal pretty much, just to get the ball, get the ball carrier down. So it doesn't matter what position I'm at. We all have the same goal.
your players and coaches' interviews that I've seen in the past, and, you know, I have noticed you in the past, especially being the FCS preseason second-team All-American. I've known about you for a while, maybe that you didn't realize it, but, you know, I know you've been out there. Your teammates have quoted to me that you're extremely passionate and your love for the game. Are you a guy that's going to go into a locker room that's going to pump up the crowd, or are you going to be one that's going to individually give praise to guys and really pump them up? Are you the one that's leading the guys out of the locker room, or are you a guy that, you know, is helping the secondary rise to the occasion?
I think I'm the guy that pretty much get the most out of every player that I play with. I try to not pump them up, but, like, lead by example pretty much. And just, like, give them and just talk to them, like, let them know what's right and what's wrong and what they should do and what they shouldn't at certain times, and how to pretty much stay level-headed throughout the entire game. Because I pretty much had a lot of experience at St. Francis since I started my freshman year. So I was pretty knowledgeable about staying calm throughout the entire game, because football game is a game of shifts. It's a game of runs, just like pretty much any other sport. Motivation carries the game, or momentum.
I think it's important you touched on that, you know, talking about motivation. And something that really stands out with you, that you're going to pump up your teammates to really make the plays. You're going to praise them for the small stuff. You're going to make them rise to occasion when you're down. I think it's an important quality to have, especially when you're interviewing with scouts, ask you about some things. It's like, oh, well, tell me about the time when you were going against Manmonth and you had one of the biggest picks in the game. What made you rise to the occasion? And I think... Oh, you didn't think I knew about that?
Yeah, that was a crazy game, crazy interception.
Oh, it definitely. Actually, I watched that game live, so when I saw that pick, I was just like, "You guys definitely got it." I mean, I wasn't live at the game, but I watched it on. I streamed it because there's actually a few guys I was looking on both sides of the field. So when you made that pick, I'm just like, "Oh man," he's like, "That's a huge pick." So I'm going to move into the shadow comparison segment, I like to call it, during our show. I usually let the prospect, which is you, tell me who you mold your game around or who you compare your game to and why. And then I give my take on who you remind me of after watching your film. I've watched quite a bit of your film. I probably today spent about 45 minutes to look it over, and I've got a pretty good idea who you remind me of in the league today. So. Share with the listeners who you mind, who do you mold your game around?
Does it have to be a player from that's playing right now? Or
no, it could be anyone. Anyone at all. All
right. Well, I pretty much molded my game around two players that I've focused on, like, ever since I was young. Sean Taylor for the Redskins and Bob Sanders. He played for the Colts a few years ago. Those were my role models. I wore 21 in high school because of them. I wanted to be just like them. Like, on the field, the way they carried themselves, the way they just brought the intensity to the game. And, like, Sean Taylor was my favorite player ever because the fear that he put into the other players on the opposing team was crazy. It was scary. And that's the way I come to the game. And I just want to make the other team fear me, pretty much.
You know, Bob Sanders will go down as one of the better coverage safeties in the last decade. He was always around the ball. He could lay the lumber when need be. And Sean Taylor, I've told people this. I've been, you know, evaluating since about 2006. And I personally say Sean Taylor probably would have been went down as the greatest safety to play this game. No doubt, just because Sean Taylor... I'm saying that, you know, only because his work ethic was out of this world. He worked out with every position, just his position group. He was always around the ball. And, you know, Sean Taylor had something special. It was just a crime that his life was taken so early in his career. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think everyone's seen NFL, Football Life. A Football Life. and they've seen that special. You know, it's probably one of the most inspirational ones out there. So, you know, if you mold your game around Sean Taylor, more props to you, and it tells me what kind of passionate player you are. So I'll give you my comparison with a guy that's currently playing that has been a Lions standout, and he also played with the Miami Dolphins. You probably might get the hint after that.
Any guesses? No guess.
I compare your game to Louis Delmas, or Louis Delmas, that played Michigan. Louis has been known
He's a good player.
He could stop the run. He was a Pro Bowl player 1 year. He had a lot of interceptions, and he's passionate about the game. You know, I think it's a good comparison. You're both around the same size, about 5'10", or 5'11", 210, 200. They're both around the same size. And Louis Delmas has been known to be aggressive, too. So that's who I see your game a lot around. I think there's a lot of similarity. So that's who I compare your game to around. And I think it's pretty high praise considering he has played at a high level. But, you know, Bob Sanders, Sean Taylor are all great.
I can see that comparison. I haven't thought about that.
Louis Delmas, go and check him out. Lots of good film on him. Maybe if you're lucky, you might be able to find Western Michigan film on him, but he came from such a small school that I'm not too positive. But, you know, you're both coming from small school backgrounds. I think it's very possible you can probably pick up some film or, you know, possibly somehow get to it. But let's talk about you're a Red Flash. That's your mascot at St. Francis. Tell me, have you interacted with let's see if I can get his last name right. It's kind of tricky to say. Joe Lakitis, I think that's how you say his name. He played defensive tackle. I evaluated him last year.
One of my best friends.
I evaluated him last year. Obviously, he was a little bit undersized for most scouts. I liked what he brought as a motoristic. He was great around the ball. He made the jump to the pro level. I know he hasn't made it to the big times, but I believe he's in the AFL right now, or is it the IFL?
He's with the IFL.
Okay. Tell me about your relationship with him, and how has he mentored you going toward the NFL, GFL, or in the professional ranks? How is he giving you advice to really help you out?
He's definitely, like, motivated me pretty much my entire career at St. Francis. Ever since he was a junior and I was a sophomore, maybe, we were working out together. He was just pushing me. He's always pushing me, pretty much. He still is to this day. Just pushed me to be better. We just push each other. We're just trying to get the most out of each other, just trying to be successful. No matter where we go.
I think it's important to have, you know, a mentor figure, especially with someone going forward into the league. Sometimes some of these guys don't have that. And I think I wouldn't say it hurts them, but it sometimes leaves them in the dark with saying, all right, I don't know where to go. But I think it's important to have, you know, a mentor figure going forward. Has there been any other alumni to come through and give you any words of encouragement with your transition to the pros, or maybe even somebody from a different program that you were close with?
No, not really. Thank God.
Well, sometimes, you know, it's just that one guy, and it seems like you and Joe have a real good chemistry, and I think it's really important that you have that. With the next segment of my show, it's one of my favorites, but also I like the shadow comparison because it gives the player just like, okay, you know, he's seeing my film, and I understand what he actually sees me like. But with that being said, I'm going to do the three-wish segment. Pretty much, you found a bottle, and I'm your genie.
Right.
You summoned me out of your bottle. You have three wishes to wish for anything in the world you want. The only thing I can't grant is for you instantly to make an NFL, CFL, AFL, or any professional squad, but anything else is fair game.
All right. Can I wish for more wishes? Is that an option?
Okay. Yes, that's an option. You know, I didn't say it was against the rules.
All right. That's the first thing I would do. but three wishes. Maybe the first wish would get my mom whatever she wants. Whatever she can think about, I want to give it to her. Second one would be I don't know.
There isn't a new car out there you want? There isn't like
I'm not into like material things like that.
I'll give you a suggestion. How about
boom, that's one right there. World peace.
Okay, I was about to say, world peace is always a good one, and you also could say, you know, an injury-free career or
okay,
injury-free life.
Definitely that one.
So, you know,
definitely.
I think you hit on some really
right
good
there.
I think you hit some good ones, you know. Obviously, take care of mom, dad, or whoever's watching over you as a kid. You know, you got to take care of them. They take care of you, you know, all through the process and going forward. I think a healthy career is always something to wish for. You also said more wishes, which I don't know if – I guess you didn't take that one as good.
No.
But I think you really hit on some key points. I think it's really great that you said you're not after material things. And, you know, I think it's going to come down to if you're given a contract or an opportunity, you're going to look at it as an opportunity and not to say, hey, you know, I'm making $320,000 for, you know, possibly a few weeks. I think you're saying, you know, money will come when it's necessary. I think you're looking at the big goal and saying, I'm part of something big and I'm part of a chance to be part of something better, a Super Bowl team or, you know, something like that going forward. Last part of the show, I'm going to let you sell yourself to your favorite NFL team's general manager. I'm guessing by what you told me earlier, your favorite team is the Washington Redskins because you like Sean Taylor growing.
Yep.
Scott McGolfhan just got hired by him a few weeks ago and last year, and he was at the combine and he just finished up over there. He's starting to think about private workouts. He's come across your name. They need some secondary help in Washington, which is actually true. I'm not making that up. I think they do need help. And Scott brought you in for a private workout. You really impressed him with your athletic ability. You ran a really good 40 time. You did pretty well in the drills. He sees something in you, and he's like, I see something in you, but tell me why you're a good fit for the Washington Redskins. I just want to know what makes you different from everyone else. You have 3 minutes to sell yourself to you. You don't need 3 minutes, but just give me an explanation of why you would be a good fit for the Washington Redskins.
I think I would be a good fit for the Washington Redskins because I'm already passionate about the team. So me being a part of the team would even be even – I would have even more passion for that team. So he'll get my best every day. I'll push myself and everyone else around me to be better. And he's going to get a good character guy on and off the field. That's pretty much it. And if you need a playmaker on defense and a hard hitter, I'm the guy. That's about it.
You're bringing a lot to an NFL squad. You know, something that your nonstop motor shows up on film. You play bigger than your size. You're passionate about the game. I think obviously you do your homework in the film room. That definitely shows because usually around the ball, it shows that, you know, you're picking up on tendencies. And
yeah, definitely.
Scott would be getting a guy that's passionate just about everything. You want to bring the best out in your teammates. Washington needs a guy like this in the secondary. You know, I think David Emerson stepped up a little bit. Brandon Merriweather was decent for a little while. But, you know, I think they need the next step. And draft fans, sports fans, I think Bishop Neal might be something here that Scott might want to look into. So
I think so, too.
If you want to if you want to follow his NFL journey going forward on Twitter, give him some love, appreciation, words of encouragement going forward to his do you have a pro day coming up?
I'm not sure which one I'm going to. I'm either going to Pitt or Delaware. So.
Well, both are great pro days. But give him some love going forward to his pro days, either at Delaware or Pittsburgh. I'll try to give you a little update as you give me information. I'll tell our listeners about that. But follow him on Twitter, _BlackSuperman_. Bishop, I'll let you open the floor for any shout-outs or anything you want to say to our listeners or anything at all you want to say. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
I don't know.
You don't have a shout-out?
That's
all right. Some of us don't have a shout-out, and that's fine. You know, I think that, like I said, you're a humble guy behind the football, but when the football helmet's on, you're a different man, and you're going to surprise someone. I really think you're going to shine at your pro day, and whatever opportunity comes up, I think you'll definitely nail it. Even if, you know, you don't make a 53 and you're on a practice squad, I know that you're going to shine and do whatever it takes to make it to the next level. You're passionate, and I think that shows on film. So with that being said, you know, I appreciate you coming on tonight. I wish you the very best with everything going forward. Is there anything else that you want to bring up?
No, that's it. Thank you for having me, by the way.
Oh, not a problem at all, and I really wish the best for you. If there's anything that Mickey or I can do for you, just reach out to me on my Twitter handle or, you know, just email me. Mickey would be also willing to listen. I will be throwing you on my small school mock draft here in the next few weeks. I'm still throwing together what prospects I want to throw on that. So watch out for your name. I think it might show up on there. It's going to be 7 rounds. It's going to be detailed and intense. So watch out for your name on that. I'm sure it will show
okay.
up. So appreciate
right.
you coming on tonight.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Welcome. Have a great night.
Thank you.
That was Bishop Neal, safety of St. Francis, PA, the red flash standout, always known for making a knack in the backfield, making plays. You know, obviously he's coming from the linebacker position and really trying to stand out and make plays in the secondary. A lot of great upside to him. You know, he was a preseason All-NCEC team player. He was an FCS preseason All-American. I just really like what he has going forward, a humble kid. When he puts on the football helmet, he's a different animal. Sometimes guys are very shy. I wouldn't say he was shy, but he's kind of quiet and closed a little bit with the camera on him, but I think he's a very great guy. He cracks jokes. He's going to bring out the best in his teammates. He's a Washington Redskins fan. I think that good fit for him. Louis Delmas, that's who I see his game around. And, you know, started 32 games. 32 games over the course of his career at St. Francis, PA. I think the head coach did a great job developing him into an all-around player. So, sports fans, draft fans, thanks for joining me, DW, for the 21st edition of Inside the War Room. Tomorrow night we will be back with the 22nd episode, and I look forward to bringing you another prospect for them to talk about their NFL journey going forward. So with that being said, I'm your host, DW, on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me tonight for another edition of Inside the War Room. Take care, everyone.